This is the Kingsguard Capital Retirement Wars Podcast with strategies to fortify and protect your retirement. Here is the Kingsguard Capital J Team, Jessica and Joseph Cervinka.
Along with the Kingsguard Capital J Team, I'm Cheryl White. Hello, Jessica and Joseph.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
You know, guys, we talk about how much it will take to retire a lot. You know, it's different for everyone. However, a recent Northwestern Mutual survey came up with a magic number. So they talked to a lot of people and asked, how much do you think you would need for a comfortable retirement? And the average is $1.46 million.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we get that question all the time, and you have people that think the magic number is $1 million. If I have $1 million, I should be all set. But that's not necessarily true. That's going to depend on
a lot of factors, right? I've seen all ranges of savings, and even those with, I guess, what you would consider little savings compared to $1.4 million, and the ranges of like $100,000, $200,000, mm-hmm. I've still seen folks still be able to have a good, comfortable retirement.
You know what? It depends is the answer, and what you're saying is absolutely true. I was thinking the same thing on both sides. I've seen people with $3 million who are worried that they're going to run out. So it all depends on the individual. But those experiences, Joseph, that you've sat down with people with $250,000, $500,000, but they're going to be in great shape. And what's the difference? And I say this all the time.
I think what's the main difference is your income.
Yes,
that absolutely is the number one key for retirement is, and we always preach this, that income is king. And if you can set yourself up with a good cash flow of reliable income, then the stress of retirement is just greatly reduced.
Absolutely. And that's the key, right? Living with confidence in retirement. That's our motto, you know, live with confidence. How do you live with confidence? If you had a job and you're making, you know, $100,000 a year, and all of a sudden you're retiring and your employer says, listen, I'm going to give you 80% of your income in retirement and you don't have to work anymore. So congratulations. Thank you. We appreciate you. People are going to be so much happier. Hey, I'm going to make $80,000 a year through my pension, through my employer, and I no longer have to punch a clock. I don't have to be dependent on my paycheck. And then,
but now no one's getting pensions anymore.
I know, but what if there were, right? And then you add Social Security to it, you're back to making the same income, which allows your $300,000 or $500,000 to just grow so that you have extra money for fun or extra money for inflation or extra money to pay your taxes. We all talk about how taxes are going up. That's a big one. So they have that extra savings for the what ifs. The problem is that people are retiring today. This is it. This is their nest egg. It's not there for what ifs. It's like, I need it now.
What about the possibility of self-funding your very own pension?
That's a really important thing to consider. We're looking at the foundation for every one of our clients. How can we build that foundation to secure reliable, sustainable income that is not based on market returns? If you are sitting there just hoping that your rate of return is going to cover that income gap, and what I mean by income gap is what you're no longer receiving at work. So if you are waiting for that, then there's a concern. Sure, you're going to be worried. And then if you hear all these things about Social Security being reduced by
almost 20%,
and we're at around 10 years.
Yeah.
2033. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a big problem, right? How do you solve for that if there are no pensions? There's a lot of talk about adding some additional resources for people to save for retirement. The typical is 401k. Employers are not providing pensions. They're too expensive. It'd be nice if they do it, but I don't foresee them doing it. It just costs a lot. So what about if you had a way to contribute starting at a young age, 20, 25, and start contributing into something that will guarantee you a pension in the future? So they're actually, believe it or not, advising the possibility of adding annuities to employer plans, which I think is a great idea.
I mean, there's a
lot of countries that are already doing that, and that is the foundation. Government employees, by the way, have annuities as their pension. So what about giving me the opportunity to actually contribute to a plan that's going to provide guaranteed growth so that in the future I can turn it on as income as opposed to just putting everything in the market and hoping that it'll pan out? What about if we have both? If you look at the different products that are out there, if you understand the different tools that are available and how to diversify and create a plan that's going to help you, you're going to realize if you educate yourself, come to our classes. You know, we tell people all the time, you need to come to our classes and get yourself informed. Spell it out. That's what we do for you. And from there, you can make a decision that's going to serve you better. And the first thing that we look at is foundationary income. And if you set yourself up with your own pension, here's the key. Take the minimal amount in your savings, what you've saved up, that's going to give you enough and guarantee you enough to supplement your income with your Social Security. Once you can take care of your basic lifestyle and potentially even your fund money, right? Joseph,
yeah,
we've had clients
absolutely
that say, you know what? I get it. Give me more income. Take more. Give me more income. I want to make sure that my fixed expenses are covered. I want to make sure that my $10,000, $15,000 a year to go out and have fun and travel is covered, right?
And at the end of the day, you're not putting your money at risk with this strategy.
No, it's guaranteed.
It's guaranteed.
And so what do you put at risk? What's left over?
So guys, what scares you most about retirement? If you're with the majority, the answer is healthcare. There's a study by eHealth and Retirable found more than 6 in 10 people aged 60 to 70 say their top concern is the cost of healthcare. What sorts of things should you think about as you head into and through retirement regarding healthcare costs and how to cover them?
Yeah, and you know, we hear this a lot. We really do, because at the end of the day, long-term care is probably going to be the most expensive expense in your retirement if that time was to occur. Statistically, they say those from 65 and over has like a 70% chance of having to enter a long-term care facility, and they stay there for about 3 to 4 years. And it's expensive. If you did not get the long-term care insurance, which I've seen that most folks typically do not, we're looking at an expense of about $105,000 a year. This is the national average.
Yeah, $109,000 in Virginia.
In Virginia, it's about $109,000 on average.
Yep.
That they're going to have to somehow figure out to pay out of their pocket or spend down their assets until Medicaid can kick in.
And then there's prescription drugs. I'm hearing this all the time. Oh, my gosh. When we do a full scope retirement analysis, we're trying to figure out their lifestyle costs so we can establish that foundation. Cash is king, right? And a lot of times they forget and they come back and they say, well, wait a minute. I'm spending $500, $600, $700 a month on my prescriptions. Well, that takes a big hit on their savings. What is the number one concern truly for retirees in retirement? Is it healthcare costs or is it what?
It's income.
It's pay for that.
That's right. It's running out of money because you're paying for all these things. All of these things are going to happen, I guarantee you. Things are going to get more expensive. Food's going to get more expensive. Healthcare is going to get more expensive. Long-term care is getting more expensive. I mean, what isn't more expensive at the end of the day? Cash flow is king. If you have the income to pay for it, you're not going to be worried about it. If you run out of money before your time, that's the concern. That's the number one concern that people have in dealing with all these things as they get older. So at first they retire, they want to have fun.
Yeah.
So that's it. And just recently we sat down with a client and you know what? At first we're like, you know, your income gap is about, you know, $25,000. Let's secure enough for that. Plus your Social Security, you're covered, the rest grows. And they're like, well, wait a minute. I'm not really confident about the market. And then there's inflation and then there's taxes. And then there's, you know, maybe we want to spend more. I just retiring. I want to have fun. Maybe that budget for traveling isn't good enough. They got it. They got what we were trying to do. And they're like, you know what? I want more income. You know what they ended up doing? They ended up going with $50,000 a year in income plus their Social Security. They've got, they're retiring or she's retiring and he's retiring with the same income almost from when they were working. So guess what? Now they don't have to go to work, but they can spend their money having fun. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Retiring with confidence. That's what it's all about. And they're not worried about healthcare costs and future this and future that because their rest of their savings is growing. And when we did this stress test at a very low reasonable rate of return, they're going to have the same money, if not more, 10, 15 years from now while still living and enjoying
living
their life.
And enjoying their
they're
retirement.
They're not drawing down. They're growing their money. How do you do that? It's totally possible, guys. It's totally possible.
Have questions for Jessica and Joseph? Reach out to the J team at 804-886-1196. 804-886-1196. And join the Kingsguard Capital J team each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on News Radio WRVA. The opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or for any specific security. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services are offered by Kingsguard Capital, LLC, a registered advisor firm located in Virginia and Florida.